But the apprenticeship that you served at Fielding obviously stood you in good stead for you to work on prestigious projects and to, you know, get jobs the other side of the world where Fielding had been heard of. Just as a final word on your time at Fielding's, how would you sum it up? Fond memories?
Yes, I think it was fond memories. It was enjoyable. It was my first job, so to speak, when I left school, and it made a lasting impression on me, I think, because even to this day, I am in my hands, I have my certificate of apprenticeship. I am now 67, and that is still with me, and I always carry it. That's in my CV, as part of my CV, and that's the first thing I show, is my first job as apprentice at Fielding and Platt. Although probably a lot of younger employers now can't remember Fielding and Platt, but it's there, you know. And after I left the electricity board when I was about 48, I became a consultant myself, a planning consultant, and every time I go looking for work, out comes the apprentice papers, and I say to people, I'm not just a planning engineer, I can actually do the job, you know.
And they're impressed by the certificate of apprenticeship. That opens doors.
Oh, yes. It always has opened doors, and I think it always will open doors. A good background, because a lot of people these days do things like clerks, but they don't have the engineering knowledge to be able to go to much depth. I can do it from one end of the spectrum to the other, and that's good, you know. I could go out tomorrow to one of the consultancy companies in the UK and get a job tomorrow. Not that I want one at 67. I've got my £2.14, 12 and 6 pension coming in there a year from Fielding and Platt.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.